This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. I got to tell you, I feel so much better when I talk about my anxiety instead of keeping it bottled up. There's an expression that I first heard from the great researcher and also Zen practitioner Robert Waldinger: never worry alone. Our temptation many times is to keep it bottled up, but the data really show that the people who do the best in life, who live the longest and are the happiest, have strong relationships with people with whom they can talk about whatever's going on in their lives. And for me, therapy is part of that. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you might give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happier today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happier. I've got some big trips coming up with my little boy, my 9-year-old son, Alexander. We're going to Washington, D.C. We're also going to Miami. And you better bet we're going to use Viator to help us find some fun activities while we're there. We've already started scrolling. We haven't chosen anything yet, but there are some pretty cool options on Viator. We've used this website on our past trips and found plenty of cool options. All travel takes some planning, and Viator can really help you plan some better travel experiences. Enjoy real traveler reviews to get insider information from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. Plus, Viator offers 24/7 customer service so you can get support anytime. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. They really do have an extraordinary range of very cool activities, things I never would have otherwise considered. It's really fun to browse it with my son and to decide together what we are going to do and not do. Find your perfect travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. This is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, everybody, it's Friday, time for a bonus meditation. As you may know, over the past couple of weeks, we've been celebrating the 10th anniversary of the book that started this whole thing, 10% Happier. On the show, we've been interviewing a bunch of people who were featured in that book and are still huge features of my current life, including my meditation teacher, Joseph Goldstein, the great Buddhist therapist, Dr. Mark Epstein, and my little brother, Matt, a recent convert to meditation. Today, we're bringing you a special bonus meditation led by me for the revised audio edition of the book, for the 10th anniversary audio edition of the book. I actually recorded a bunch of short meditations that you can use anytime. So this is just one of the meditations included in the audio version of the book. It's known as an open awareness meditation. So you start by focusing on the breath, and then you open up to whatever's popping up in your mind. If you don't understand it yet, don't worry, I will walk you through it. By the way, if you're listening to this before March 28th, 2024, come join us for a special celebration of the 10th anniversary of the book. We're doing it at Symphony Space in New York City. It's going to be a live taping of the podcast. Joseph Goldstein and Mark Epstein will both be there, interviewed on stage. There will be a band, Mates of State, who were actually featured in the book. It's going to be a lot of fun. Go to symphonyspace.org to get your tickets. Okay, settle in. Let's meditate. This is an open awareness meditation. It'll last about 10 minutes. First step is to sit comfortably. Let's do a deep breath while we're here. It's a good way to reset the nervous system, help you arrive. Before we move into the open awareness part, let's settle the mind a little bit further by doing some directed awareness, either on our breath or the feeling of our body sitting in a chair. or the sounds in the environment. So if you're focusing on your breath, you can pick one spot like the belly or the chest or the nose. And just feel, as I like to say, the raw data of the physical sensations. Similarly with feeling the full body, or sounds in the environment, trying to be aware of what's happening naturally without interfering or judging. And every time you get distracted, which will happen millions of times, if you're anything like me, just start over. So I'm going to be quiet for a minute or two and let you do this. No matter how many times you get distracted, it's all good. Just start again. It's like a golf game with a million mulligans. Back to the breath. Back to the sensations of the body. Okay, now that we've let the mind settle just a little bit by focusing on the breath or the sensations in our body or the sounds in the environment in a directed way, let's drop all of that. Just let it rip and be aware of whatever comes up. So it's much easier to get distracted for many of us when we open our awareness in this way, which is why noting can be very helpful. Every once in a while, when something prominent arises, just apply a soft mental note, like a whisper in your mind. Thinking. Itching. Tightness. You don't have to control what's going on. Just let the mind go where it wants. But just try to be mindful of whatever's happening. And again, those notes can be a great way to avoid getting too caught up in whatever arises. If you notice yourself planning, just apply the label of planning. If you notice boredom, slap that label on it. Maybe you have the habit of focusing on the breath. That's fine. If that's where the mind goes in a choiceless way, feel that. My teacher, Joseph Goldstein, has a great line. The mind has no pride. It can be pretty embarrassing to see where it takes us. Where do gerbils run wild? What's the definition of if? Do I need a haircut? What's for lunch? Why am I listening to a washed-up anchorman give me meditation instructions? Whatever. Whatever comes up, it's all good. No matter how many times you get distracted, it's not a problem. In fact, waking up from the distraction is evidence that you're meditating correctly. It's impossible to clear your mind. That's not the goal here. We're just trying to focus the mind for a few nanoseconds on whatever's happening. And then when we get whipped away, just start again. Okay, when you're ready, you can open your eyes, blink back into the room. Good job. Again, that was a meditation I recorded for the special 10th anniversary edition audiobook of 10% Happier, my first book. You can get it wherever you get your audiobooks. And for more meditations, check out the 10% Happier app. Just download the app wherever you get your apps to get started. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.